Now, notice you can campaign for 50 years the way we have in every state with huge audiences, very, very thoughtful and excited people who come, obviously are, some of them are Perot voters, some of them are McCain, some of them are Bradley, some of them haven't voted, some of them are sick of Tweedledum, Tweedledee on so many issues, and some of them want more power for the people. And they come. But you can do all that. You don't reach a fraction of what Al Gore and George Bush reached last night. 50 or so or more million people. And they hold the keys to that audience in that corrupt debate commission, which is a private company created 11 years ago by the Republican-Democrat parties who co-chair it. And they fund it with tobacco, oil, auto, and liquor money. You know, last night in St. Louis, the third debate should be called the Anheuser-Busch-Gore debate. Everywhere. So last night I decided to go to the debate in Boston. And a student by the way, a lot of people resent this. The polls are 64% on a four-way debate, Bush, Gore, me, and Buchanan. Tons of editorials. Washington Post, LA Times, St. Paul, Pioneer Press, Christian Science Monitor, you know, saying let's have a four-way debate. But unfortunately, the TV networks, which could have commanded a four-way debate, who could refuse them? Or the industrial unions could have commanded a multi-candidate debate in the swing states in the Midwest. Who's going to turn them down? They punted. As a result, by default, we gave this power to this debate commission, which is controlled by Al Gore and George W. Bush, and they don't like competitors. And so I get a ticket that's transferable, not to the debate auditorium at UMass, but to an adjoining auditorium where you heard some pre-debate commentary by some professors, and then you sat and you watched the debate on TV. I get into a bus, go as close as I can with some people from AP, public radio, and some people who had tickets to the debate. And I get off the bus, and I'm met by three state troopers and a security consultant to the debate commission, who somberly says to me, without identifying himself or showing any credentials, and with AP and public radio there, you know, with the recorders, he says, I have been instructed to tell you that even if you have a ticket, you are not invited on these premises. I said, well, not only do I have a ticket, but I have an invitation from the trailer over here that's run by Fox News. They want to interview me after the debate with Pat Buchanan. I have been instructed to tell you that even if you have a ticket, you are not invited and must leave as the state troopers close the circle. So I looked at the state trooper and I said, you know, you are being politically misused. They are giving you an unlawful order. And he looked at me, and he looked at me, and he said, and he looked at me and he said, if you don't leave, Mr. Nader, I'm going to have to arrest you. I said, this is America. I have two formal invitations to be here. And they are politically expelling me. Do you know what that does to me? What do you think that does to me? Let me tell you what it does to me. This is the last election that debate commission is going to choke off contact and access to tens of millions. My father sailed past the Statue of Liberty in 1912 to come to this country for all the obvious reasons. And he used to tell us that when he sailed past the Statue of Liberty in 1912, he took it seriously, and so did his children. First, we are going to demand from the two co-chair, Republican Fahrenkopf, who represents the gambling industry in his private time, and Mr. Kirk, who's a corporate lawyer, Democrat, that they will present me with a written public apology on behalf of Al Gore and George W. Bush, that they will donate to the Harvard Law School Electoral Reform Project $25,000. And if they don't settle peacefully with these modest demands, we're going to see them in court and we're going to win. By the time it was over, the state troopers were feeling very unsettled. They didn't like being told what they had to do. And the Secret Service people had no jurisdiction, actually were very, very kind, and in asides that surprised me, indicated that they were stunned that the debate commission would be so stupid as to do this. And now you'll see in the Hartford Courant tomorrow what the response of Mr. Kirk is. But notice the arrogance here. Just notice the arrogance. This commission said in the New York Daily News yesterday, dismissed a majority of people polled in poll after poll who want a four-way debate. You know what they called it? That's just infotainment. Infotainment. The arrogance is unparalleled. Washington is sick and decaying. It is a wholly owned subsidiary by these two parties, who try to magnify their differences rhetorically in order to persuade millions of Americans that they have a difference with a distinction. But they don't.